Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this episode, I'll be featuring some new jazz releases for the first half of the year 2020. Ahead, we'll hear some jazz standards by folk icon James Taylor and jazz diva Candace Springs. Plus, we'll hear some new original jazz by Curtis Stigers and Raoul Midon. And as the coronavirus has defined much of life in the year 2020, we'll hear some new music written and performed in response to the new normal by Nora Jones and singer and guitarist Vilry. It's a look at some new releases for the first half of 2020, coming up next on Afterglow.
I live in a white room. It is empty and silent. I wear a white shirt. It is soft and light. I live in a white room with a narrow flight of stairs, spiraling upwards, right through the ceiling, into the night air. There I summon a small wind to undo my clothing. There I capture a moonbeam to wipe out my shadow, to unweave my skin, to start the unraveling. Now cross the room. Now climb the stairs. Now walk through me. I won't feel a thing. I am not bathe in the moonlight. I must reclaim my old sadness, my old discarded coat. I must retrace my steps and climb the stony hillside, far above the monuments. I must seek out my old domain, my old stone. I must become one with my shadow. I must bathe in the moonlight and howl and howl.
Kurt Elling, collaborating there with pianist Danilo Perez from their latest album called Secrets Are the Best Stories. That was a song called Stages 2 and 3, written and originally performed by Norwegian singer Sidsel Andresen. This album is one of Elling's more personal albums and includes many songs co-written by Elling. But it's also one of his most experimental albums, if you're the kind of person who likes following him down those occasional musical rabbit holes. Frankly, I like his voice so much I'd listen to Kurt Elling sing the phone book. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm exploring what's new in the world of jazz and traditional pop. I'm going to start with an album that might be of some interest to fans of the Great American Songbook. It's a brand new album called American Standard by American treasure James Taylor. On this album, Taylor is tackling some of the most beloved songs from the early 20th century, including standards by Harold Arlen, Hoagie Carmichael, Jerome Kern, and Richard Rodgers. Now, American Standard is clearly a James Taylor album, not really a jazz album, so it's jazz standards as interpreted by a folk singer and guitarist. I've always been a big fan of Taylor's voice, and he manages to bring out tender aspects to these timeless classics that many singers are not able to capture. Here's a track from that album now. This is James Taylor with the Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer classic, Moon River, on Afterglow.
Crossing you in style someday. You dream maker, you heartbreaker. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Moon River
the one and only James Taylor, giving his folk spin on an American standard, Mancini and Mercer's Moon River. That comes from Taylor's latest album called American Standard. The next artist I'd like to feature is Curtis Stigers, whose latest album called Gentleman reflects upon the concept of masculinity in the 21st century. Most of the songs on the album were actually written in the 21st century by Stigers himself and a slew of his frequent collaborators, like songwriter David Poe and pianist Larry Goldings. Curtis Stigers is now in his 50s, and the age present in his voice gives it a lot more depth and nuance. The song I want to play is called As Usual, co-written by Larry Goldings, and it's a portrait of a long-term relationship full of its familiar patterns. There's a naturalness to both the songwriting and Stigers' delivery here that evokes something like Nancy Wilson might have performed half a century ago. Here's Curtis Stigers from his latest album with the song As Usual on Afterglow.
As usual, I'll be a little late. As usual, you'll pretend you didn't have to wait. As usual, we'll catch each other up on the gossip and the news, just like we do. As usual, you will make me laugh. As usual, we'll dance around the history we have. As usual, I'll stumble in the place where the past and present meet. So bittersweet. And soon you'll say, I better run, I've got a lot to do. To which I will reply, yeah, I do too, I do too. There's nothing new. And as usual, there'll be an awkward pause, both of us so far away, a sentence trailing off. As usual, we'll hug and say goodbye. Walk away and we'll go on as usual. Awkward pause, both of us so far away, a sentence trailing off. As usual, we'll hug and say goodbye. We'll walk away and we'll go on as usual.
Singer Curtis Stigers and pianist Larry Goldings performing the song As Usual, co-written by Larry Goldings. That comes from Steiger's latest album called Gentleman. Just as Curtis Steiger's latest album reflects upon his own masculinity, the latest from singer Candace Springs is a reflection upon her own womanhood. Springs' album called The Women Who Raise Me is a tribute to the female vocalists who inspired her, including Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, Lauryn Hill, Bonnie Raitt, and Roberta Flack. It's a marvelous album, showing off Springs' impressive vocal chops, with an all-star band that includes guest spots by Christian McBride and Chris Potter. I'll play a song now that Springs recorded in honor of Billie Holiday. It's a song written by Abel Mirapol, aka Lewis Allen, and a song that still has resonance today, over 80 years later, amidst all of the racial tension that still exists in our country. Here is Candace Springs with the song Strange Fruit on Afterglow.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves. And blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Oh no, no, strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. Passed over the scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, ooh, so. Then a sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the
Candace Springs, singing and performing on the Fender Rhodes there, with the song Billie Holiday made famous, Strange Fruit. That comes from Springs' latest album called The Women Who Raise Me. The next new release I want to feature is from singer Robin McKell, an album called Alterations. Like Candace Springs' latest album, McKell devotes her album to the catalogs of other female vocalists, adding a jazz spin to songs that sit mostly outside of the jazz canon. On this record, you'll find songs by Carole King, Joni Mitchell, Janis Joplin, and Dolly Parton, alongside more recent artists like Adele and Amy Winehouse. I want to play now Mikel's version of an Amy Winehouse song. Winehouse herself had glimpses of jazz in her musical interpretations, but here Mikel cranks up the jazz to the fullest extent. This is singer Robin Mikel and the Amy Winehouse song Back to Black on Afterglow.
Kept his lips wet with his same old safe bet. Me and my head held high and my tears dry. Get on without my guide. You went back to what you knew, so far removed from all that. I tread a troubled track, my eyes are stacked, so I'll go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I'll go back to mine. We only said goodbye with words. It's not enough that you love Flo and I love Buff. And life is like a pipe and I'm a tiny penny rolling up the walls inside. We gonna say goodbye with words, burned out 100 times. You go back to her and I'll go back to mine. Yes, back to her and I'll go back.
singer Robin McKell performing a jazz version of the Amy Winehouse song Back to Black. That comes from McKell's latest record called Alterations, an album featuring many newer standards by female artists. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear from some more new releases for 2020 so far, including a few songs written in response to the coronavirus crisis. Stay tuned. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
By the old mill run, that lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes a brand new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you can be. Up a lazy river with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes a brand new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you can be. Up a lazy river with me.
Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been featuring some new releases for the year 2020 so far, and that little bagatelle of a song we just heard was from singer Nellie Mackay off of her latest record called Bagatelles. It's a charming album featuring minimalist arrangements of jazz standards, like the Hoagie Carmichael standard we just heard, Up a Lazy River, and each of the songs on this short album clock in right around 2 minutes, with the whole album totaling less than 20 minutes. It's a charming departure from the excesses of many other jazz artists. Speaking of musical departures, let me turn now to a new album by singer Karen Allison. She and the rest of the members of the Karen Allison Sextet have put together a marvelous concept album called Shoulder to Shoulder, a centennial tribute to women's suffrage. 2020 marks 100 years since women gained the right to vote. So Allison collected many of the pieces of musical propaganda that were essential parts of the women's suffrage movement 100 plus years ago, arranging and recording them to create a modern jazz history of the movement. The record includes a number of guest stars, both singing along with her and reciting some famous speeches from the day, including Madeline Peru, Harry Belafonte, Veronica Swift, Kurt Elling, and Roseanne Cash. And Allison makes a point to include some of the anti-suffrage propaganda as well, to highlight the absurdity of some of the arguments. In fact, my favorite song on the album, from a strictly musical standpoint, is singer Veronica Swift's take on a 1915 song called Anti-Suffrage Rose. It's a song that contrasts the suffragette white with the color red. Here's a snippet.
Suffragists say, happen what may, they'll win the coming fight. Twixt you and me, I don't agree, we're gonna show them who's right. Jonquils they wear cannot compare with the anti-suffrage rose. Token of love and a gift from above, loveliest flower that grows. Red, red anti-suffrage rose, you're the flower that's best of all. You're better far than jonquils are. We are going to prove it in the fall. Sweetest flower in all the world. Everybody knows you're the emblem of the anti-suffrage cause. You lovely red, red rose.
But I want to focus on one of the more empowering songs. This next song dates back to 1835, before the Seneca Falls Convention that largely kicked off the suffrage movement, a testament to just how long women fought for this right. Allison's delivery of this song is fast and intense, emphasizing the message behind the song. This is the Karin Allison Sextet with a modern jazz interpretation of the 1835 song I'll Be No Submissive Wife on Afterglow.
Submissive wife, no not I, no not I, I'll not be a slave for life, no not I, no not I, I'll be no submissive wife, no not I, no not I, I'll not be a slave for life, no not I, no not I. Think you on our wedding day that I said what others say, love and honor and obey, love and honor and obey. No, 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 not I. Love and honor and obey. Love and honor and
I'll be no submissive wife, no not I, no not I. I'll not be a slave for life, no not I, no not I. Should a humdrum husband say that at home I ought to stay, do you think that I'll obey? No, not I.
Karen Allison and her sextet with a jazz take on I'll Be No Submissive Wife, a progressive American song that dates back to 1835. You might call it a member of the great, great American songbook. That comes from the album Shoulder to Shoulder, an album of songs from the suffragist movement, commemorating the centennial of the 19th Amendment in 2020. Another new album from this year comes from singer Lila Ammons. Her latest record is called Genealogy, a celebration of jazz tradition and family legacy. Ammons knows a thing or two about jazz tradition and family legacy. Her grandfather was the legendary boogie-woogie pianist Albert Ammons, and her uncle was the equally legendary tenor saxophonist Gene Ammons. Lila Ammons' musical journey was focused for years on classical vocal performance and opera, but more recently she pursued the family business of performing jazz. Her first jazz record came out in 2013, and this latest album is an even more overt acknowledgement of her roots. Ammons has a rich, sensuous voice, especially suited to ballads. I'll play her take on a classic jazz ballad now. This is Lila Ammons with Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood on Afterglow.
In a sentimental
singer Lila Ammons, granddaughter of the great jazz pianist Albert Ammons, performing Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood. That comes from her latest record called Genealogy. I'll turn now to another new release from an artist who is making more and more inroads in the world of jazz, and that's guitarist and singer Raoul Midon. Midon got his start singing and playing guitar in the world of Latin pop music, but as a solo artist, he blends his Latin soul style with jazz, creating a sound that's kind of reminiscent of the best of Jose Feliciano. And I'm not just saying that because both singer-guitarists are also blind. Raoul Midon's last two albums were nominated for a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album, and we'll see if he gets a third nod for his latest record called The Mirror. Midon is also known for penning original tunes, and I'll play one of those now. Here is Raoul Midon with his original song, I Love the Afternoon, on Afterglow.
I love the afternoon, still time to get in tune with the wonder, the rain and the thunder, till the sun takes a bow to the moon. I love the afternoon.
I
really, really love it. I love the old time tunes, singing of harvest moons, of love as an ember. And do you remember the promises made in June? I love the afternoon.
I really love it.
Nowhere to go or be. Nothing to do or see. I tune to the station in my imagination, and I'm in the Cameroon. I love the afternoon.
Singer and guitarist Raoul Midon performing his original song, I Love the Afternoon, from his latest record called The Mirror. Janice Siegel of the Manhattan Transfer and Lauren Kanaan of the New York Voices were providing some of the background vocals in that song. Raoul Midon performed this song recently as the opener to his Tiny Desk Home Concert, organized by NPR's All Songs Considered. Now, you've probably seen a number of these Tiny Desk concerts online before, but since Midon's album came out in mid-March, right when the U.S. was beginning quarantine for the coronavirus, his Tiny Desk concert had to be taped from his home, rather than at NPR's headquarters in D.C. Now, sadly, the coronavirus has had a major impact on the jazz world, and really the entire music world around the globe. Live performances constitute a huge portion of any working musician's income, and without the ability to perform for a crowd, Many musicians have been struggling both emotionally and financially. This particular Afterglow episode of recent releases has only focused on releases from the past 6 months, but most of these records were recorded well before the lockdown began. Now, I'm tentatively planning on doing a part two later in the year, as I always do, but I can't imagine right now what shape that show will take, as recording schedules in the studio have likely been put on hold indefinitely. I want to spend the last part of this show focusing on new music that was released in response to the coronavirus crisis, and I'll start with Norah Jones. Jones's latest record, called Pick Me Up Off the Floor, came out last week, and it's an eclectic mix of styles, none of which are really jazz. The album's overall vibe is moody and dark, but most of it was recorded before the quarantine began. In early May, Jones took what was supposed to be a bonus track on the album and released it to the public as a single. The song is called Trying to Keep It Together, and it's a meditative, somber drone whose opening line is repeated, almost like a mantra. Jones thought that the song might provide some comfort for those struggling, and I'll play it here now in the hopes that it might provide you some comfort. This is Norah Jones with her original song, Trying to Keep It Together, on Afterglow.
Trying to keep it together. Ooh. Trying to keep it together. Ooh. Trying to keep it together. Ooh. Trying to keep it together.
Ooh.
Nora Jones with her original song, Trying to Keep It Together, a bonus track from her latest record called Pick Me Up Off the Floor. Nora Jones wrote and recorded that song months ago, but she released it early in the response to the coronavirus crisis. This next song I'll play, and the last song I'll play this hour, was actually written right in the middle of the crisis, all about the crisis, and recorded while under quarantine. It comes from singer, guitarist, and songwriter Vilry, who is known as half of the duo Rachel and Vilry, who I featured on this program last year in another recent releases episode. Vilry is known for writing music in a mid-20th century jazz-pop style, but here, in this song I'm going to play, he's adopted more of a mid-century country sound. Think Merle Travis, with some of the sad, direct realism of Townes Van Zandt or the recently departed John Prine. I have yet to hear a song that quite captures the mood of the height of the coronavirus crisis, especially one that's so tuneful and artfully constructed. This is singer and guitarist Vilry, along with a couple of his friends performing additional instruments from their respective homes, and his original song, Here I Lie, on Afterglow.
The newsman said in 2 weeks' time I may drop dead if I go outside, but he don't know the dangers in my bed. Pillow's soft and my room is dark, and if I cough a panic starts, and no one's here to tell me I'm okay. And here I lie all day. I've been all month this way, but if I live in glory be, pretty nurse may call to me, and Ollie, Ollie oxen free us all. The president said, by Easter time, if you ain't dead, you might be fine. But he's been known to put his own dreams out ahead. So come the resurrection time, think I'll lay back in this bed of mine to hear if things ain't perfect like you said. And here I lie all day, and here is where I'll stay. But if I live in glory be, a pretty nurse may call to me, and Ollie, Ollie oxen free us all.
An original song written and recorded while in quarantine and exhibiting a feeling that likely all of us have experienced these past few months. That was singer and guitarist Vilry with Here I Lie, Ollie Ollie Oxenfree. You can find that single on his Bandcamp page. That's Vilry, V-I-L-R-A-Y. And thanks for joining me for this look at some recent releases for the first half of 2020 on Afterglow.
I
Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.